Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from December the 4th, 2023. My name is David Clark, and I'm one of the analysts here at NASDAQ, Dorsey Wright, taking a look at Friday's performance, mostly a positive one for the indices we follow on the video. Leading the way to the upside was the Russell 2000, up almost 3%. We actually saw gold up over 1.5% at 1.6 there as well. The only thing in negative territory we saw on Friday's action was crude oil down over 2.5%. But coming on over to some charts this morning, with Friday's action, we did see the Russell 2000 move back into a positive trend, had been in a negative trend since August of this year, but was able to push above that 1860 level with Friday's action, flip that trend back to positive, has given two consecutive buy signals, with that second one also coming on Friday's trading. Looking at the chart of gold this morning, we saw that it rallied up to this 1270 level, matching its prior high here from March of 2022, as well as the high we saw from May of this year as well. Move above 2080 would clear that resistance, so we'll continue to monitor that. It is getting a little overbought, though, like some U.S. equity indexes that we're looking at as well, getting on that overbought side, suggesting a potential for a pullback, also rallying to some resistance, but that is one of the things we'll monitor closely this week. The other thing within the commodity space we'll monitor closely is crude oil. With Friday's action, we saw it reverse down, come in down to this $74 level, technically still maintaining the buy signal after it broke the double top here at 78, but a move below 73 would bring it back to a sell signal and test that recent near-term low from last month. So that, again, will be something we monitor closely this week. On the asset class group scores page, after Friday's action, it is worth noting that we saw the money market percentile rank as well as the U.S. money market group fall pretty precipitously. Positive overall for many asset class groups, as we see now the DWA money MMPR sitting at 13%. It's the lowest reading since we've seen since February of this year, when we saw a similar reading of around 12-13%. But we haven't really seen a sustained low reading below really 20% since the early part of 2022, really saying 2021, latter part of 2021 there. So something notable here to see it fall this low. What we're also seeing on terms of the score of U.S. money market is it falls below that 2.5 threshold to 2.34, had been so stubbornly high for much of the year, really since September, now kind of last year, now kind of falling down to the lowest level since we've seen since that time of September last year. Still haven't seen U.S. money market score below 2 since January of 2022. So that's the next thing for U.S. money market as far as that particular group looks that we'll monitor for. Much of why we saw that group fall pretty notably after Friday's action was looking at the chart of the money market proxy that we use, MNY-MKT. You can see that up here. The RS chart of that versus the S&P 500 equal way on a 3.25 scale reversed down into a column of O's, favoring the S&P equal way for the first time since we saw the chart move into a column of X's in March of this year. So notable there that we're seeing money market now really being unfavored relative to the average stock, if you will. We'd seen the S&P show some positive RS relative to money market, but now seeing that sort of the soldiers come into play, if you will, with broader representation with the S&P equal weight moving into positive RS versus the money market percentile or money market proxy there. On the news front, we did see their announcement was made yesterday or came out yesterday on Sunday that Alaskan Airlines is going to attempt a buyout of Hawaiian Holdings. Obviously, there's regulatory approval that needs to come into play, but we have seen Hawaiian rally notably this morning, almost triple in price at this point, over $13, over $13.50 appearing last I checked. So really in tremendous rally this morning, up over 100 again, just seeing it, the price almost triple at this point. We'll flip back into a positive trend and we'll likely pick up quite a few attributes there, but it's a stock that was down overall about 50% for the year, so we'll see some of that regained, might move it into positive territory, but we'd keep an eye on that as it's rallying pretty notably this morning. Alaskan, on the other hand, is actually falling pretty notably, trading about 34 here, going to look like it's pulling back to the middle of the trading band, possibly below the middle of the trading band. So we keep an eye on that one as well, as it still is 0 for 5. You will see some technical improvement out of Hawaiian. Going to still maintain a weak technical picture for Alaskan here at this time, even after a recent rally, now seeing it pull back to the middle of the trading band there. On the earnings front, we do see Broadcom reporting on Wednesday. 5 for 5 currently, still maintaining a buy signal, recently pulling back to support here at 9.12. Would be worth keeping an eye on it there. If it's able to reverse back into X's, would likely be actionable there at 9.60, even honestly actionable here, but wouldn't look to purchase ahead of earnings. At this point, we see support at 8.32 as well as at 800 for Broadcom. Similarly, reporting on Wednesday, we're seeing Lululemon, also a 5 for 5, trading not far below its prior all-time high from the latter part of 2021 here, currently sitting near the top of the trading band at 464. Support at 388 could potentially kind of call some support here in the lower 400s as well there. So we keep an eye on that, as it's been a nice rally, now sits in overbought territory. Maybe short-term holders could be a protective put candidate if you were looking to do so with some options. But again, is one that we would keep an eye on as earnings are upcoming on Wednesday. Pepsi, the last one we'll talk about, has earnings on Thursday. Currently a 3 for 5, or still technically in a negative trend. Moved back to a buy signal last month. Has pulled back slightly a little bit in price, but not quite enough that we've seen it reverse down into a column of O's just yet. That would come with a move below 164. But we'll keep a long-term look on support here at 158, 156, and even kind of at 154. All of that notable support from this year. So those will be the stocks that we wanted to mention in terms of earnings reports. There's a few others, but those are the notable ones that have those technical pictures that we wanted to keep an eye on. But as always, if you have any questions about a particular chart you may be looking at, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. However, everyone has a nice start to their week.